I have to make a bit of an admission every now and then as a priest. You know, sometimes you read the gospel and you put all the readings together for the day and you go, oh wow, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Fortunately, this is not one of them for me, because it's one that, especially here at the Newman Center, I get to see in action all the time. Although it does sound, I mean, perhaps if you're not, one of the things we have to remember when we listen to sacred scripture is that Jesus was speaking to a group of people who didn't know him very well. For some people, this was the first time that he had heard them. And every now and then, I'll give you a kind of an insight into the secret stuff us preachers do, is sometimes we say things that sound a little crazy at first to get people to think about what it is that we're saying. Jesus was a master at that, and today we have an example of precisely what he's doing. You know, this idea, you know, the idea that increasing someone's faith is a wonderful idea, but then I think what Jesus is saying to a lot of people there is, hold on, what faith do you have, and how does it play itself out in your lives? Because brothers and sisters, you know, a lot of times, and, you know, I find myself guilty of this every now and then also, you know, I think, you know what, and of course for a priest this is kind of a gimme, you know, I do go to church every weekend. I do, you know, do all those things that I'm supposed to do. God, you owe me something. And really what Jesus is saying is, hold on for a second. If that's what you want, you're going to have to take things a little bit farther. You know, this idea, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. I think there's kind of a precursor to that that we have to remember, is that God calls each and every one of us to step outside ourselves and to do more than we ever thought possible. You know, just the fact that we come to church every Sunday, just the fact that, you know, we do all the right things doesn't necessarily mean that we're listening to all of this, you know, because sometimes we think, well, just the minimum will be what I need to do. You know, if I go to church, I'll be okay. If I go to confession every now and then, I'll be okay. But that's what Jesus is challenging with us today. And sometimes we have to step outside of ourselves and do things that might not be comfortable for us. You know, sometimes we're going to have to reach out and we're going to have to help someone we don't know. You know, and one of the things that I am so happy about being here at, you know, the Newman Center is that I get to see this happening all the time. We have tons and tons of groups. If you look at, you know, the people who sing for us at Mass every day, if you look for the people who serve, if you look at the, you know, the numerous groups that we have around our parish that help other people, you know, you look at the Knights of Columbus and all of the things that they do. You look at all of our student lectors and our student leaders and those who lead prayer groups and all those things. They're going a little bit over and above what we would think would be necessary. And it's when, you know, we exercise that faith, when we put our trust in God to step outside of ourselves and do something that, you know, might seem a little scary. I can say for a fact, the first time I got up and preached in front of a group of people, I was really, really frightened. But thanks to God's grace and thanks to the fact that, you know, that I was willing to stick with it, I was able to do that. And that's the same thing it is. But you know, brothers and sisters, what Jesus is telling us today is that just doing the bare minimum, just only keeping our faith to ourselves, is not what we're called to do. As Catholic Christians, each and every one of us is asked to step outside of ourselves, to do more than just tend the flock of sheep, or even to prepare dinner for those around us. We're called to step to go that extra mile, to step out and to help those around us, because what? Because Jesus has done that for us. God died for us so that we could have all of the freedoms and all of the, you know, all of the great graces that we receive, so that we could see how much he loves us, and he asks us to do the same. You know, what is it that I do that goes over and above? I think that's one of the questions that we need to ask each other, or, you know, each of us as individuals today, is, am I doing just the minimum? Because the real benefits to our faith, and anyone who actually steps out and does just that extra little bit, the one thing that we don't hear in here, which is kind of implied, and a lot of people learn over the years, is that once we do that, once we share that gift that God has given us with someone else, you know, we can really make a difference. You know, when I look out here, I see a whole group of people. I can see, you know, resident parishioners who have been here for years, who have lived the faith, and who have a lot of wisdom and knowledge to share with another group that we see quite often, and that's the college students around here. You know, our student parishioners. We also have, in that group alone, we have faith that is just on fire. We have faith that is amazing in our young people, in those who are trying to find out, you know, as they grow in their knowledge at school and as they continue to come into that adulthood into which they're becoming formed, you know, they have an opportunity to move beyond themselves. Guess what? That's what our resident parishioners can do. They can show them that. But they have an energy sometimes that those of us who have been in the faith for a while kind of overlook. You know, I mean, what we have here is an amazing, amazing place where we can do exactly what Jesus is asking us to do, and that's to step out of ourselves and challenge ourselves to do more for our faith. With all of the gifts and all of the things that Jesus has done for us, he's saying just doing the bare minimum isn't enough. But once we do step outside ourselves, once we take a chance and maybe come to Mass and read, or maybe, you know, something, go and help one of the homeless shelters here in town, or to go out and to do anything. You know, we had a group that went down and helped people who were waiting to get into this country, you know, just not even a month and a half or so ago. They went out and they were able to show Christ to others. And brothers and sisters, when we do that, when we step out of our comfort zone and help those around us, that's when Jesus, you know, us being followers of Jesus pays dividends. It doesn't make our lives any easier. Doesn't make all of the challenges that we will face less. But what it does is it gives us the faith and the understanding that because we're so gifted and because we take those gifts and share them with others, that we have God on our side, and then he will be there when those difficulties arise. So in many ways, even though it sounds like a very simple gospel today, it's one that should challenge us. It's one that should make each and every one of us ask ourselves, how little am I doing? Where could I do more? Where could I help other people experience God's love? Where could I help other people learn about the love that Jesus has for us, and how can I share that? And when we do that, brothers and sisters, that's when the amazing part of our Catholic faith comes to the forefront. It's what allows us to actually experience more of God's love and to allow us to trust him more in the difficult things that he calls us to do.